5. We've got $1,000 up for grabs at 8 a.m., so make sure to be listening. These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor. Because it's so much easier to say them out loud than it is to type them.
Dear blog, I really thought at first this was a negative. But honestly, the more I think about it, last night what happened to me getting ready for the AMAs was a huge positive, and I want to try to turn it so that you feel like you're doing okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we had kind of a busy day yesterday. Like, we were all over LA. We were so lucky to be able to visit Capitol Records, like the classic, legendary, historical building where all these artists have been signed and have performed. And we got to go there. So we did that in the afternoon. We didn't get back to the hotel, until kind of later. And then by the time I realized that we had to start getting ready, and, you know, by the time we got back and everything, it was cutting it pretty close for us to get to the awards show.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, if you're a woman, you know how long it takes to get ready for, like, let's just say a date.
Yeah.
Let's say your date is the American Music Awards. I was freaking out. So, Miguel, what time were we supposed to meet in the lobby?
3:30. We were supposed to be in an Uber by 3:30, heading to the Microsoft Theater to be sitting in our seats to start. Obviously, we are on LA time.
Right.
And so we were supposed to be there sitting in our seats by 4.
Right. So we actually, I begged a 10-minute time increase.
Mm-hmm.
So then I assured that we'd be getting to the lobby at 3:40.
Right.
I said, give me until 3:40. Mm-hmm. Here's why. Guess what time I got in the shower?
What time?
3:12.
Oh.
Okay, now off the bat, I didn't wash my hair because
right.
It was already fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I got into the shower at 3:12 and I walked into the lobby at 3:41.
Oh.
Listen here, lady. It is entirely possible, if you don't have to blow dry your hair,
right,
to prepare for the biggest date of your life. In approximately 30 minutes.
That's impressive.
I mean, I don't know even how I did it, but I feel like I made it to one of the nation's biggest events, like televised, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe I made that up, but it's a pretty big event.
Yeah, we'll go with it.
Whatever.
It's fine.
I'm trying to be bombastic here. And I was ready and ready to go, and I was like, you know what? If I can put this together and feel confident in myself, we all should be able to. So right now, through your radio, I'm pushing out a little bit of feminine power, love, energy to you, and saying to you this morning, I got ready for the damn American Music Awards in 30 minutes yesterday.
Hell yeah.
Girl, you can do anything today.
I love it.
Okay. Thank you. I feel like I need like an applause soundtrack behind
there
me.
There we go. Yes.
Yeah,
but I don't have those available right now.
Okay.
I do
sorry
apologize.
About that. That's fine.
Dear blog, yes. So when we were talking to celebrities the day before, there was one Hot 101.5 artist we talked to. His name is Bryce Vine.
So nice.
He does the song Drew Barrymore that you've probably heard. Great song. Well, as we were preparing for the interviews, I read this fun fact that his mom was on a popular soap opera back in the 90s and early 2000s that I watched growing up called Passions.
Wait, so you watched soap operas?
I did. That's a whole other blog right there. Okay. But yes, I watched soap operas growing up. And so I was like, well, that's a cool fact. So we go through the interview and I'm thinking, well, I can't ask him that question because our interview was aired on a lot of different radio stations that our company owns, and we had to be like, it was literally 2.5 minutes we had with him.
Yeah.
So we didn't have a lot of time to deviate outside of, you know, talking about the music.
Right.
So as soon as we were done with the interview, I had a split decision to make.
Yeah.
Do I say, oh my gosh, I did the research, I know who your mom is, or do I just let it go by? And I said, you know what? I gotta ask.
Throw caution to the wind.
So as soon as the interview was up, I said, live from the AMAs, thank you, Bryce Vine, this is great. Boom, cut. So I was doing some research and I saw that your mom was on the soap opera Passions and I used to love it. And there was like half a second where I thought he was gonna be like, bruh, this is about me, not my mom. And he looked at me and he goes, Oh my gosh, my mother would love that. And then he got his phone out and he said, let's make a video of you telling my mom that you loved her from when you saw her on the soap opera.
That is amazing.
It was so awesome.
And you know what? What's really cool, because I was able to witness this, is that for as you were starting the story, I was like, no, 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 no. But you know what? You've got to do what your gut tells you, because he was so receptive to it. I mean, think about it. It's his mother.
Yeah.
Everyone, if they talk right, mention their mother, they're going to have a tender spot for them. So you sharing that story really, I think, opened him up even more, because he was a great interview.
He was.
And it was so fantastic. So kudos for having the guts to do that.
Yeah. I thought it was fantastic. So shouts out to Bryce Vine, who is the Hot 101.5 artist, and his mother from Passions. All right, Holly. What's hot in Hollywood?
All right. Speaking of the AMAs. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about everything that went on behind the scenes, how we felt actually being in the Microsoft Theater here in Los Angeles. We will do that at 7 o'clock with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.